Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio, here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. And I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host is Iris Bunshaft today.
Hi there, John.
And we're having a great time. And Barbara, honestly, both guests have been tremendous. But Barbara, the information you're sharing is just spectacular for people. This is all through Long Island, not just the town of North Hempstead.
That's correct.
That the organization Rebuilding Together Long Island, and I'm looking at some of the testimonials too, but I mean, it's just amazing how many lives you've touched doing this work.
And do tell us about your Sandy experience.
Yes, I will. In the past, we have received a few large grants, one of which was the American Red Cross gave us quite a bit of money to do Sandy damaged homes only, okay? They asked us to do 22 homes in 12 to 18 months. We were able to do 34 homes in that period of time with the same amount of money.
Wow.
Yes. We try very hard to save money for us, as well as giving quality work to the homeowner.
Okay.
And of course, at that point, with kitchens and bathrooms that had to be totally renovated, we certainly had to use general contractors or specific contractors who could do electrical and plumbing and were licensed.
But you were on top of them.
We absolutely. Right, right. We were there every day.
Is that the usual thing, other than, you know, something as disastrous as Sandy? I mean, when you have to reach out?
No, it is not the usual thing. Right mm-hmm. now, we are hoping to get another grant, and that is also specifically for Sandy damaged homes.
Still.
So, yes, even 2.5 years later, there are people who haven't even been able to raise their homes, unfortunately, due to the funds, and we cannot raise homes. I mean, that's just out of the question.
Right, right.
That and mold remediation, we cannot handle at all. But the normal homes that we do, and we have received funds from Project Independence every year for a number of years, and those jobs, for that amount of money, we can do about 5 jobs.
Okay.
Or 5 homes, I should say. All right. And they would include wheelchair ramps. One was a stoop and railing replacement for a disabled person.
Okay.
Some grab bars and a number of small repairs. Right now we have 5 homes, 2 of which have already been completed. They were wheelchair ramps and completed well, and we were placed in the Mineola American newspaper because they thought it was quite something that we were able to put up a wheelchair ramp for this gentleman who was unable to come home from rehab unless he had the ramp.
Wow, that's nice.
So it's a satisfying job. It's not a job. It's a satisfying feeling that you can help someone else in a position that we are not in, and unfortunately right. they are. I do home visits quite often, and it's just wonderful when the people, they have no place else to go, they feel.
Right.
And at no cost for materials or labor, a lot of them do say we'll provide the materials, and sometimes they'll have a light switch that's needed. They go to the store, get the light switch, but they don't know how to install it. A grab bar, they don't know how to install it. We do that.
Right.
We have no problem doing that. Sometimes I think we are the best kept secret on Long Island, and especially in Suffolk County, unfortunately.
Right.
Because the start of this business was in Nassau, and we're trying to bring it forth to Suffolk County by doing presentations at small
okay.
groups and so forth.
The one thing that you said, which is so prevalent, I think, in the volunteer community. Mm-hmm. You got money from the Red Cross
yes.
to do Sandy homes. 22 was the number. You wound up doing 34.
Yes.
That's a terrible thing to say about society, but that's a volunteer group that took the money and almost did 50% more. And then you have the four pay groups that were supposed to probably do 22, and they did 7.
Yes.
And then the money's gone. And, it, you know, you own what you're doing. You can see it. You can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
And everybody who's involved with rebuilding wants to do it. And that's the best way to move everything
yes.
forward. I mean, the people are behind it 100%. Mm-hmm. Your pay is the satisfaction.
Yes, absolutely.
Of seeing what happens, how you've actually changed the life of a person who couldn't come home. I mean, think about it. How yeah. bizarre in this world that he couldn't come home because he doesn't have a ramp.
You know, even the railings, like a double, every house, every two-story house has a railing. I mean, this is the building code. But having a second railing put in by something like
rebuilding
for Long Island is a wonderful thing. Keeps people from falling.
Yes.
Falling up the steps, falling down the steps, and giving them confidence when they go up and down the steps that they can put a hands yeah. on both sides.
Sometimes we go in and there is an existing, for example, on the front steps, there's an existing iron railing. Well, the minute personally I go in, and I'm sure all the home visitors go in, they shake it because if it's that old,
okay.
there's something definitely wrong. And we will replace a shaken one or put it, you know, correctly
cement
in.
It or something.
Right, right.
Yes,
yeah.
cement it or change it. We just did a recent job where a front steps and small deck was falling apart. And we went in and we just took the whole thing out and replaced the entire thing.
Okay. After a job is done, Iris and I were having a conversation this morning. After a job is done, no matter what it is, it makes no difference. Does somebody then go in,
and
say like yourself, and
job?
Say, okay, this yeah. rail is on secure, this light is done properly, or it's just whoever finishes the job says, I'm finished?
No. The crew captain is there all the time.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Oh, yes. And if he has a crew of 5 or 6, he tells each one what they're supposed to do. They go and do it. He makes sure it's done and done correctly. Certainly, every once in a while, something gets loose.
Right, right. No, of course.
Or a screw gets missing or something like that. The homeowner calls us up and said, I have a little bit of a problem, or my faucet is still leaking. Could you please come over and take a look? And we go right over there and take a look.
Okay.
We will not let it go unless it's done correctly.
Fine. No, I didn't realize it was a captain. That's because you need
oh,
that.
Yes.
Because
oh,
when you
yes.
have so many different things going on, you
yeah.
need that person to
yeah.
follow up
no,
and
no.
say, okay.
Crew captain is always there.
That's amazing. It really is. And all the stuff. I mean, you just... unfortunately talking to seniors all the time.
Yes.
And today yeah. construction is not the cheap. It's expensive
yeah.
to do simple things. And people, like you're talking about falling, people don't want to put a rail up because you're going to go to the Yellow Pages or wherever, you know, and the guy wants $3,000 or something to put mm-hmm. And you can't do this, you should do this, and that person comes down the stairs, and it's the consequence of not having things done right for you in your house.
That's correct.
That you don't want to think about it. But now, if you don't have the money, that's fine. You can go to and so long as you're doing, I'm very into the financial part because
mm-hmm.
there's always somebody who's going to take advantage. They
yes.
have $3 million, but it's like, I can get it done for free.
Yes.
And they're really stealing from the person who needs it, ultimately, because when you're putting a staff in somebody's house, you know.
Yeah. It's very difficult, I think, sometimes to find a scam. Not find a scammer, but have a scammer revealed to you.
Right.
I think it's intuition on the woman's part, the home visitor's part, or butterflies when you walk in the door and you see everything piled all over the place and she wants it cleaned out and she's a hoarder. That is a no-no.
Okay, okay.
You go into a home and a gentleman is in a wheelchair and he says, I need a ramp. I sit down and I ask him the financials, and I know there is definitely something more than what I'm being told.
Right.
And I ask, you know, what did you do in your past? Oh, I was a policeman. Then it was a detective. And I said, well, at that point, I asked, do you have an IRA or an annuity? And the answer was, absolutely, but I'm not touching it because I'm giving it to my grandchildren.
Right, okay.
And those type of things, you get the feel for it.
Good.
And then you say, thank you very much, go back to the office and say, I'm sorry, this is denied. And then the office personnel or myself will call and say, I'm very sorry, we cannot do the job.
But that's very important, because you want to make sure that people who need it get the services, because you can only spread yourself so thin.
Absolutely.
And you have a certain crew that you're working with, and that's it. Iris, one quick one, because we have to go.
Yes, just go back a moment. When you said you walk into someone who's a hoarder and there's all sorts of things, you do not do that job at all? You don't help them?
We cannot walk into a home because it's unsafe for us.
I see.
And it would be terribly unsafe.
I just didn't want to leave that open. No, I wasn't sure myself how you were answering that.
But if there's anything outside on the house, we will do it. If there's anything to be done on the outside of the house. But I would not go into the house, and I certainly wouldn't expect any of our volunteers to. We don't have workers' comp. We don't have insurance that we can get paid if we get hurt.
Right. Yeah, you're doing a wonderful thing for the community, but you also have to take care of your own people first, which
Absolutely.
Is most important also.
Mm-hmm. But we try to help by giving them advice and also the possibility of giving them names of people who can help them.
Okay, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
We have to end this segment. Barbara, thank you so much for being here. Rebuilding Together Long Island's a tremendous organization. You've helped so many people and you will continue.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on being the new president.
Yes.
However it came about, I understand it's
it's
a bittersweet moment, but congratulations and the best of luck. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.